So again, we're learning Shaarei Teshuva because Yom Kippur is coming up already. And Rabbeinu Yonah spoke about how there is Charata and Azivas HaChet. So those are the two major Ikarim of Teshuva. And the sequence for the Rabbeinu Yonah depends on whether a person is a habitual sinner, whether the person just sinned on occasion. If it just happened once or twice that she sinned, so then for the Rabbeinu Yonah, then the charata is more essential. If the person is habitual, then you have to have aziva sachet. Now, those are the real fundamentals of tshuva. Charata and aziva sachet, and obviously vidui, although the Rambam makes a big deal about vidui, and the Rabbeinu Yonah does not make as big a deal about vidui. He just talks about charata and aziva sachet. He doesn't really focus on vidui. Then the Rabbeinu Yonah goes on, and he has, I believe, 16 other Ikarim of Tshuva. For the Rambam, you only have like the three, no? Charata, Ziva, Sachet, and Vidui. Rabbeinu Yonah goes on and on and on, and he has, 19 others. There are 20 Ikarim of Tshuva, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah here in Shaar Aleph. Now, most Mefarshim understand that every Ikar beyond Charata and Ziva, Sachet is for higher levels of tshuva. In other words, the Rabbeinu Yonah fundamentally agrees with the Rambam, and when the Rabbeinu Yonah adds all of these additional things, we'll talk about Yogon, and Sa'ar B'maisa, and Da'aga, and all of these Kenia, etc., those are like for extra milas in tshuva. It's not as essential for the Maisa of tshuva. That's the way it's usually understood. I personally am not convinced. I think the Rabbeinu Yonah might have assumed that all these things are ikar. I have no reason to assume that there's a difference between numbers 1 and 2 and 3 and following.
Does a higher level of tshuva mean like that it's less accessible for regular people? Like,
yes. Or not just that, but tshuva is like a lifelong process. They quote that Reb Sadia Gaon every day of his life would do tshuva for all the averas that he had done beforehand, because as time goes on, he felt he needed to do more tshuva, even for those things that he did tshuva on much earlier. So there are different madrigals in tshuva. I don't think that such a question. Even within the Rambam has Parak Aleph and Parak Beis Hilchos tshuva, and then the Rambam, like, even Parak Gimel a little bit, is like basic tshuva, and the Rambam Perek Zayin like begins to wax poetic about like what is the godless and the miles of tshuva, the emesh this person was so separate from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and today he's mekurav, and you get an impression that's like some sort of tshuva gemura, which in the Rambam is a higher madrega of tshuva than the tshuva Perek Aleph and Perek Beis.
So the tshuva talk, Rambam like says explicitly what he thinks tshuva gemura is.
Correct. Tshuva Gemura, the Rambam does say explicitly, but even then there are additional milos within the Tshuva Gemura. The Rambam's real halachos of tshuva is Parak Aleph and Parak Beis. Everything beyond that is like hider mitzvah and tshuva and stuff. I don't think there's any problem with saying that there are higher levels of tshuva. The funny thing is that the usual standard of higher levels of tshuva, the difference between tshuva me'ahav and tshuva me'yira, that's not really found in the Rambam, those words.
A little bit it is, though.
The Rambam writes,
he talks about like the split between, like in Parak Beis, he talks about the split between ahava and yira, and that it shouldn't be from yira, it should be from,
it should be lo me'yira, right?
Right.
Notice that you're not scared. Right? That's, I think, a fundamental difference between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah that we'll talk about tonight. For the Rabbeinu Yonah, Yira, being scared, that is the essence of tshuva. For the Rambam, it's almost like Yira is an adolescent emotion rather than being like a mature type of tshuva. I think that's the way the Rambam puts it together. The Rambam doesn't, though, use the words tshuva me'ahava. That's what I meant. He says lo me'yira, but he doesn't say what it is, right? Okay, let's go. Ha'ikar hashlishi is yagon. So, I don't know how to translate yagon. What does the English say?
Like logic? Yagon or no?
Yagon is
it's
a
sorrow.
Sorrow.
Yeah, but right. It's more than sorrow. It's like...
I feel angsty.
Yeah, it's like a very profound degree of sorrow. Basically, charata, which is a fundamental part of tshuva, charata means I feel bad that I did it. And yagon means that yishtonen ko yosa v'yachshov kama rabo ra'as misha himres yotzro. That it's not just the action that I did that was wrong, but my insides should like be all moved when I think about how bad it is to rebel against your creator. And this sorrow grows on you, and you begin to ye'anech b'miris leiv, you begin to like sigh with a bitter heart. You could have charata, but you're not done. Lo hishlam chuko. Ki gam hefsedina or isar kasha be'inei adam. Achim ibeit asher be'inyan rav v'yata naki min chasav nafsho olav teva v'tichbadan chaso v'nafsho maralo. You feel bad when you lose $5, but you feel much worse when you lose $5,000. So the charata, he's saying, is the equivalent of losing $5. And the yagon is that when you think about it, like the mashal that Reb Matasyahu Solomon has in his Vadim and Shari Tshuva, is if there's a break into your home, and you walk into the first room, and you notice that like the candlesticks are taken, so you feel bad. Then you walk into the next room and you realize that they stole, you know, your art or something like that. So then you feel even worse. And as you go deeper into the house, you realize how much was taken. You feel worse and worse and worse. So the yagon is that sense of recognition of how bad you should feel that grows on you. Like, okay, at first you think, I did an aveira. But then you think about it more and more and more, so you realize that it was much worse than you originally thought. Nafsho alav teva v'tich baran chaso v'nafsho moralo v'chinot saras ros v'rabos ke'evil netzach. You're in eternal pain v'yagon b'lvavo yomam. So yoser mehima roshi yitzav yanach mishahim res Hashem yisbarach. Now they're just like a person who had this robbery and feels bad that he lost a few dollars or she lost a few dollars. So that person feels terrible, and then when you realize that you lost more money, you feel even worse. You should feel even worse for rebelling against Hashem for doing an aveira. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Now, tshuva for Rabbeinu Yonah sounds exceedingly depressing. No? Like, okay, so I did an aveira, I feel bad. And not only do I feel bad that I did the aveira, no, I feel even worse because I realize just how bad hishkes v'hisiv alil lefana v'lo zachar yotzro. How come I forgot about the Ribono Shel Olam who created me, yesh me'ayin, and who led me my entire life, and I'm just a terrible rebel, and I did, like, and it would have been better for me never to be created. That's basically the Rabbeinu Yonah's tshuva. The question is, how can you have a Rabbeinu Yonah tshuva without a sense of depression? Depression is not good. So I don't know the exact answer. The way they usually say it is that there is the mind and then there's the heart. So I'm supposed to, in my heart, feel terrible that I did all these averos. But in my mind, I should realize that I'm on the good path of repairing my relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And the very fact that I feel bad is good. The very fact that I feel bad shows I have enough of a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam that still bothers me. And I'm bridging that gap. Like Rabbeinu Yonah began Shari Tshuva by saying, Kimar Vara Ozva es Hashem, that leaving the Ribono Shel Olam is terrible. It's the Avera that I did which causes damage, and the fact that I'm moving far away from Hashem, which is even worse. And now that I'm in the process of tshuva, I'm moving closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, so that should give me a sense of feeling better, because I'm moving closer to Ribono Shel Olam at the same time that I have this internal feeling of feeling terrible, of yagon. So I think intellectually, you're not depressed, but you feel bad. I think that's the way they say it, although I can't fully understand this. Does anyone have a way of, like, squaring this circle? Like, if Yogon is tshuva, it's like, it really does sound depressing. Sophia, you're always happy. How can you deal with this one?
I'm not always happy.
I don't know, but like, maybe for him, he thinks this is a constructive depression. Right? Not even like that you have to have this whole chilek between mind and heart. Like, you actually are terrible that you did this, and you should believe that you are. Okay, then obviously, like, you do tshuva, but it's not even like you should feel depressed. And, like, that's it. That's a positive thing.
So maybe
thing.
Depression is good.
Maybe it be, so, like, meaning a motivating factor.
Yeah.
I mean,
the problem
as in not that, like, you should not be able to get out of bed depressed.
But, we all know from life that depression ends up being, like, you can't get out of bed, like, clinically, like, you're a basket case. That's
maybe, like, the root idea of, like, feeling terrible could be constructive in certain cases.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not
like,
sure.
I don't know if he, like, I feel like we're very aware of, like, depression now. Like, how that's, I don't know, but I don't know if they probably view the emotion differently back then.
I mean, I wonder if you're able to be mechalic intellectually between, like, the idea you did and, like, what that reflects about you and your character. So, like, it's good to be depressed that, like, you did this, like, it was you did an avera. But, like, this is now an opportunity instead of, like, pushing you down further.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's possible. My wife showed me this TED talk by a woman, Brené Brown.
Yeah, about vulnerability.
About vulnerability.
Yeah,
so she's into she's into the difference between guilt and shame. So guilt means that shame means I'm a bad person. Guilt means I did something wrong. So I could be a healthy individual. I did things wrong. I feel bad what I did. I'm not going to do them again. That's like a tshuva type of perspective. Shame is that I feel I'm bad. That I can understand, but I don't know where yagon comes in. This feeling like charata, I got. The yagon seems to me to be harder to.
But they're not necessarily the same. Meaning, at least the way Rabbeinu Yonah is framing it, it sounds like charata is like your. It doesn't sound like the Rambam, but like your immediate reaction is like what happened, like, oh, that was bad. And yagon is like, wait, let me actually like think about. Why that was bad, the magnitude of what it was, internalizing that. Like, to me, it doesn't seem like, oh, charata's like guilt, and like, yeah, where does, you know, yagun feel, like, in the whatever between guilt and shame? It feels like charata's like your immediate.
Charata's immediate, and
yagun
is a little bit later. Okay, so let's read the next paragraph together. Umadrigos hachuva malosel fi godo hameriris veotzem hayagun. Okay, the deeper your yagon is, that is the greater mile of the tshuva. V'ya tshuva sher tovu midarach tohar hanefsh zako sichlo, tshuva that comes from purity and a clear intellect. L'fi sichlo k'fi asher tipakach inov yirbu v'yei otzmu b'meod meod yagona b'ra'ayonov arov avono k'mo shenema k'lo l'olam oriv l'anetzach ektzav k'iroch mufanaya atov v'nishamos ani asisi. So I think what he's saying is that yagon comes from the tohar haneshama, and to the extent that you have more yagon, so that shows that you have a better tshuva. So I guess what you would say is that more yagon just means that as time goes on, I'm still thinking about it and I'm still recognizing the hashlachot of what I did, or
like internalizing,
which is
like a deep,
which is a reflection of meaning the fact that you're tar or whatever, like yagon being able to delve into that place, and you were saying like the relationship with Hashem and knowing that like that's why you care about it. So like the deeper you delve into it, the more that potentially affects that and like. Element of like Tara that's there.
It just sounds like you over rock bottom. Like it sounds like hit rock bottom, then you build yourself up, and then it's depressing, and that.
That's really depressing.
But I don't know that it's rock bottom.
Like,
it is. It sounds like you did the worst thing ever.
I mean,
you went against the source of life. It's terrible.
No,
it's actually crazy when you frame it like that. Yeah.
I mean, the problem is if you say it that way, like. I don't know how to avoid depression when you say it that way. And I'll ask the question differently. Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. right? So
the end of Yom Kippur.
The end of Yom Kippur.
Migdalos is so happy. People are dancing.
They're dancing. You're wearing these white dresses. Wonderful. You know, it's Sadie Hawkins Day. It's like awesome.
Like Gush, though, isn't the happiest day.
Huh? And Gush is not the happiest day of the year?
It's not the saddest day there either.
But also, meaning a reflection of that, this is like a, like I think, a pretty good yesod. It's built in the fact that you're rebelling against the creator of the universe, is also that he created the universe knowing you were going to do that. Meaning, like,
I'm part of the plan.
Not in, like, a justification way, but in the sense
I'm a
that,
distortion.
Like, the emotional
I'm
knows that we're Basar Vadam. Like,
he's not talking about that here. But it's true that, like, a Kaddish Baruch Hu created
but, I mean,
man,
the way
no
you framed it, of, like, this is a rebellion against the creator of the universe.
You clearly lost proper perspective that you were able to do such terrible things.
It's true, so that Yagon is an opportunity to, like, realize that and contextualize.
True, but I don't think that's what he's saying.
Look at his
like,
words.
That's our way
Hishlis v'hisiv alila lefanov. I destroyed myself.
He's not saying what you're saying.
I think Sophia presented it accurately.
Whether or not we agree that, I think that's just what he's saying.
I mean, I would argue that for the Rambam, the reason why the Rambam moves away from Yiras Shamayim, or from Yira in general, as the essential part of tshuva, is for this reason, that the tshuva that comes from Yira is very depressing. Rabbeinu Yonah tshuva, again, I don't know how to easily make it happy, unless you are able to live with this with personality somehow.
You just don't have to poskim like
this. You could say, part of me feel...
I don't know if it's like a halachic...
No, but as in like within different hashgafa, like... Within Bali and Musar, like the whole idea of like God of Adam versus Shiflet Adam, not everything works for
right,
everyone.
Yeah, maybe that's the approach. Also, maybe
this
they're
is
like
you maybe. Are Shafel, you're the worst.
So I don't know. I mean, I think some psychologists like the approach that like you tell yourself, you know what, part of me is bad, part of me.
But you
did.
Don't say part of me is bad. You say the action.
The action and. You know, I have certain parts of me that I was raised with that caused me to do certain things that I haven't yet purged. So maybe that's the approach. Maybe I feel Yogon, they say, like, part of me feels Yogon, but other part... And if I split, either I split between the mind and the heart, or I split within my body somehow, and my appendix feels really bad now, but...
You don't have appendix.
I don't have appendix, that's correct. This is the type of information Lee and Nice would know.
You have insurance.
I haven't. You know the whole story. You know the whole story. Did I say this in Stern once? I think I said it in the Stern.
We don't know it.
It's good Mr. Schmooze.
Huh?
It's good Mr. Schmooze.
Basically, the story was that when we got married, I decided to save some money. And Rivka had insurance, and I didn't have any health insurance because, like, why did I need health insurance? So everything is fine. My mother-in-law is the principal of a high school in Brooklyn, and she asked us to come on the Shabbaton. And we go to the Shabbaton, and on like Friday afternoon, I'm like walking around with the director of this camp, and like the whole area of his puzzle, and like he's getting like all upset with me because like I said he had to like redo the whole area right before Shabbos. And then like Friday night, I started having like this really bad stomach ache, and I thought it's because like. You know, the air was possible and whatever. And
my body is literally rebelling.
And then, like, my stomach aches and continue all Shabbos. And once it's Shabbos, like, we're leaving, I start driving. I tell my wife, like, I can't drive anymore. Like, it hurts me to push the pedal. Like, so we drive back home, and I tell Rivka in the middle of the night, like, you gotta call Hatzalah. And my appendix came out. It was kind of cool. But I didn't have insurance. So for like 4 days in the hospital, because like they couldn't, whatever, I let it go for too long, so like I had to spend a few days in the hospital. So for 4 days in the hospital, they gave me a bill for like some $30,000+.
But you were saving money, man.
Right, so I'm saving money. So that's the mussar.
Don't save money.
The good thing is that New York State has this thing called indigent care. Indigent care is that if you're really poor, they'll cover your hospital bills. So at that time, I was earning $16,000 from the YU Cola. Rivka was earning $14,000 from Princeton. So we were right beneath the line. So I was off to New York State Indigent Care, which is like kind of awesome, but whatever. Okay, so that is Yagon. I wanted to do more, but okay, there's what to think about. Okay, Chaver. Question.
What?
After Yontif, I want to continue the Musar. Other people are interested. Well, guys want to continue Sharei Tshuva, I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to. I was thinking of doing Ahavas Chesed
Chafetz Chaim. What's that
about? About Chesed. About Gemilas Chesed, about Bikur Cholim, about like. It's really? Half halacha, half like.
Well, I like that, yeah.
You would like that more.
Yeah.
Tehila, you have a vote.
Sounds good to me.
That's a vote. Okay, Chavra, listen, you should have a Gemach Simatov, a good Kebeng Shtyar. Thank you for forcing me to learn.